Welcome back, one and all, to the Weekender's Edge. I am your host, Nick Simonson, outdoors writer with my materials online at newsdakota.com and dakotaedge.com. We'll take the next 3 days, wrap them all up into 3 minutes so you can get the most out of what will be a breezy one outdoors. Starting out on Friday, March 15th, the Ides of March, and it's going to be a little bit of an unlucky shift as morning conditions are fairly calm, getting out there right around the freezing mark as you wake up, with highs getting up to just above 50 degrees, another warm one, but you're going to feel those winds ramping up from the west, 25 to 35 miles an hour in the afternoon. You're going to have to find a bank that's going to cover you when that wind is blowing in. Coming into Saturday, March 16th, wake up low right around the freezing mark with highs only getting up to around 40 under mostly cloudy skies. Those winds are going to remain strong, particularly overnight from midnight to sunrise. You're going to see gusts of up to 40 miles an hour, so you're going to see a lot of breeze blowing in overnight into the early morning hours of Saturday. Throughout the day, 25 to 35 miles an hour, more out of the northwest as we look at our Saturday. Finally, wrapping things up on St. Paddy's Day. This is Sunday. The winds are going to be out of the north, continued 20 to 35 miles an hour. Wake up low, going to be a chilly one, 19 degrees, with a high getting up to around 30 by the end of the day. But starting out Friday afternoon, those clouds are going to build in, and mostly cloudy conditions will dominate our weekend. So you got some breeze to contend with if you're getting out there for some of that first open water fishing. And remember, you got to have those ice houses off by Friday, which is March 15th. So the Ides might be against you, but hunters had really good luck for the big three, elk, moose, and bighorn sheep last fall. For more on the high percentage harvest, we caught up with Casey Anderson of the North Dakota Game and Fish Department to learn more about why those numbers are so high.
Typically, our success rate is pretty good on what we consider our big three, especially if you compare that to nationwide success rate. We approach 50% success rate for elk, closer to 90 for moose. And then our bighorn sheep, usually we're sitting right at around 100%. You know, that's for multiple reasons. Kind of how we manage those species is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. And so realistically, you want to have those success rates a little bit higher than the norm for those species, just because people only get one shot at it when they get drawn. I mean, when somebody gets, obviously, one of these bighorn sheep tags, we had 6 licenses last year. So for one, it's a small number of people that get them. And so you don't have a whole lot of conversations, right? If you're dealing with 5,000 people, that's a lot of people to talk to. But you can really give attention and insight to some of those things when you have that smaller number of folks, and it's a pretty coveted tag. And so somebody who gets drawn for that usually does their homework and really puts the time and effort into talk with landowners, talk with biologists, and just figure out what's going on out there in the countryside.
That was Casey Anderson with the North Dakota Game and Fish Department Wildlife Division Chief, breaking down those big game numbers. That wraps it up for this week, folks. Have a safe and enjoyable one. For the Weekender's Edge, I'm Nick Simonson. Good fishing to ya.